A few years ago, after an 8-year run, I took a pause from Mully's musings. Why? Because I accepted a position as media liaison for the Canadian chapter of the Irish Sarcasm Society. But now that mandate is over, although I remain a lifetime member. A lot of people have asked when I would start writing again. Well, after some discussion with Timmins Today editor Maja Hoggett, Mully's Musings is back in a new platform to be known as Mully's Next Shift. Thank you, Maja and the Timmins Today crew. If you were a reader of my old column, you'll find the style pretty much the same. I will continue to take on a lot of subjects that I have familiarity and or experience with. So, I had lunch with local hockey star Derek Seguin last week. We got together to talk about his next shift, good, eh? Derek left to play pro in Germany with the Hersfeld Tigers about an hour from Berlin. We started talking about finding a place for him to play this year back in June. With that late decision, Derek managed to get in contact with the Tigers and they offered him a contract. After talking to former teammates Phil Karen and Stuart Parnell about their European hockey experiences, Derek decided to give it a go. Parnell spent some time with the Tigers before COVID shut down their season. While working a full-time job this summer, Derek worked out with Phil and conditioning and strength ace, Chris Duguay, who is my nephew. Derek is looking for a fresh start and a new opportunity and hopes this is a stepping stone to even higher levels of play. On top of all that, Seguin will continue his studies at Nipissing U Online. It's quite the challenge, all things considered. But that is what has always made Derek so successful. He welcomes challenges and relishes the hard work and dedication it takes to overcome any obstacle. He is, however, expecting this to be his biggest challenge yet. Bigger ice surface and style of play, language barriers, new country, more competitive level of play, all new teammates, etc. He feels not playing a good chunk of last year may affect his early season timing and such, but he concentrates more on the positives of being off for a while. He's managed to rehab some nagging injuries and spent a lot of time working on improving his mobility, agility and flexibility to improve both his game and injury prevention. He also has a new motivation and hunger to play. Always known for his skating ability, Derek feels recent on-ice sessions have shown him to be quicker. And, of course, after playing so many years of high-end hockey, he missed all that entails. He will be wearing number 95, which is significant for, who knows? Derek, as always, was quick to point out that everything he does would not be possible without the ever-enduring support he gets from his family. He also wanted me to relay his thanks to the fans and all the people who have supported him. The motivation you have provided him has always been appreciated. He also hoped that he will represent Timmins at an A-plus level in Hersfeld. Okay, like that has ever been a problem for him. He also stated if any of you are in the neighborhood, drop by. And finally, after our goodbyes were exchanged, I told him, have a safe trip, eh? To which he replied, it's okay, Mully. I think I'm going to fly instead of the long drive. Sheesh. He and I will be staying in touch and I'll keep you all updated. More Next Shift's former majors coach and current Red Lake minors coach, GM, Kevin Walker, called Saturday morning to let me know how things are going in his new role. I'd say great. He was a little down that his team let go of a 5-1 lead, and subsequent OT loss, in the third period against first-place Cam River, but I think he's feeling much better today as his young miners bounced back to take two wins from that same Cam River team Saturday and Sunday night. Walker's club now finds itself in second place in the 7-team SIJHL, Superior International Junior Hockey League, with a 4-3 record. Great start, Walkie. Did you know? I've been aching to tell you all this bit of Timmins-based trivia. You know those Fisherman's Friend commercials where the shark swallows a bunch of a guy's brothers? Well, that guy is Timmins-born and raised Pat McManus playing the fisherman role. Even his old close friends did not recognize him. Probably because he is not wearing his glasses and virtually nobody has seen him minus his glasses. Pat is a lifelong friend and former teammate and we talk by phone 3 or 4 times a month. He has appeared in a number of TV productions and commercials over the years and continues to do so, there. Now you know, my pick. Well, the NHL season has not yet started, but here is my pick for GM of the year. As a number of you sigh, who cares? Brad Treliving of Calgary. It's not only for his trades and signings, but for instilling a hardcore, we are going for it, mentality in the city and organization. Mark my words. The Flames are a better team than last year and will be much better come playoff time, barring injury. A huge reason also? A core that actually wants to be there. A team game like no other, hockey is won by teams with the same core values. And the Flames have appeared to have tapped into that. Next Mully's next shift, I hope to be here on Tuesdays, and next Tuesday I'll bore you with a great story on how small the hockey world is. Meeting a bunch of former Timmins natives in the middle of the bush, who a lot of you may know. Some more on local hockey products, and more. Later, Skater. This column was originally published on Timmins Today on October 11, 2022.